The severity of the damage to this year's crop of grapes is linked to geography. So says Jim Anderson, executive director of the State Agriculture Department's Wine and Grape Board.
If you was in southwest Missouri, you may have some growers that lost up to almost 80 to 100% of their crop. If you're parts of central Missouri and parts of the east central, you might have seen 50 or 60% lost on some of your grapevines. So it's a case-by-case basis.
While most of the damage is associated with the weather, that's not the only concern to grape growers.
With the freeze and the dry conditions, too, brings other problems in the vineyards where we had a little more predator damage this year where a lot of the raccoons and deer and birds seem to be hitting the vineyards a little harder this year compared to other years when there's ample food supply for them.
Above average temperatures in March and early April resulted in many grapevines coming out of winter dormancy early. But a subsequent cold front that dropped temperatures to below freezing damaged fruit and cracked open vines. Steve Walsh, Missouri Med, Jefferson City.